This is the verse. To me, this is the key verse of the whole thing. And God opened her eyes. Listen now, she's watching her son die, right? And God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. Now, it doesn't say God created the well of water. It doesn't say that God just brought up a well of water. It says he opened her eyes so she could see what was right in front of her. To me, this is the whole lesson for single parents today. Ask God to open your eyes.
From the Intentional Living Center in Tucson, Arizona, welcome to Intentional Living. Your host is Dr. Randy Carlson, a counselor and coach, and your advocate for the family. Today is the final session for Dr. Randy's five-part teaching entitled Intentional Living for Single Parents. Now, to help you be intentional for your family, here's Randy.
Here he is. Thank you much, Kurt. Appreciate it. I'm here live in our Intentional Living studio, getting prepared to share with you day five, the final session on single parenting. And you heard me in the little tease there at the beginning talk about, from the story in the Old Testament, how Hagar's eyes are being opened. And I really encourage you to listen today. This is not only for single parents. This is for all of us. If we can get our eyes open to see beyond the immediacy of the problems that we have, what a huge thing that is in life. So I'm going to take you over to the teaching studio here in just 1 minute, and we'll begin this final day of teaching for single parents. Just before we do, let me mention that we are now just 2 months out exactly from the Thrive Conference for Families and Business. We call it Thrive because we want you to thrive. When you look at your family business, it's your faith, your family, your finances, your future. I mean, you got a lot at stake. There's something unique and dynamic and powerful about a family that works together in business. And we have put together, I think, the very best conference of all time for families and business. It's going to be in Phoenix. It's going to be at the Grand Canyon University. We have like roundtables on the arena floor. We've got a great lineup during the day. We're going to have some music, got some great teaching. Jerry Colangelo, Kevin Lehman, Rick and Holly Beatenbow, Brian Mueller, myself, and many others on video. It's all a part of the day. I encourage you to get registered. Bring your whole family. Go to theintentionallife.com, theintentionallife.com, and you can find out more and get registered for that conference. We've got a direct website as well, which is familybusinessconference.com. Check it out. I want you to be there. It's going to be great. All right, let's get to the final teaching today on single parenting. Going back to what I said earlier, is it possible that God has something so in store for your kids that you need to encourage them? They need to be crying out to God. When they're angry about their dad leaving home or their mom leaving home or a death of a parent or whatever, can you encourage them to be praying to God? Should you be encouraging them to seek God, encouraging them to be calling out to God? Because the scripture says that God heard Ishmael, heard the lad. He was saying something. I don't know what he was saying. Scripture doesn't record it. And God responded to whatever Ishmael was saying to him. Man, can we teach our kids to pray when they're desperate as a single mom or dad and they're hurting and they're angry? Instead of trying to fix it and solve it, to be able to sit down with them and say, hey, can I help you pray? Maybe to pray to God, to ask God to do whatever he needs to do in your dad's life or in our life or in your life. And as they learn to cry out to God, maybe like God responding to Ishmael's cry, God will hear your kids' cry. Sometimes we think we've got to carry the whole burden, don't we? The family's a mess, so I've got to be the only one praying. The kids are hurting too. They need to learn to pray. They can learn to cry out to God. They can learn to communicate with their Heavenly Father. Powerful opportunity as a single mom or dad to build in that spiritual truth into your kids' or grandkids' lives. I believe, just like this young lad, God hears for sure. Well, carrying on as we go to near the end of the story here, Genesis 21, 19 and 20. This is the verse. To me, this is the key verse of the whole thing, this whole story. And God opened her eyes. Listen now, she's watching her son die, right? And God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. Now, it doesn't say God created the well of water. It doesn't say that God just brought up a well of water. It says he opened her eyes so she could see what was right in front of her. I don't know how far. Maybe it was down the hill. Maybe it was a mirage. Whatever it was, God opened her eyes so she could see a well of water, and then she went and filled the skin with water and gave the lad a drink. So God was with the lad, and he grew and dwelt in the wilderness and became an archer. And here is the point. To me, this is the whole lesson for single parents today. Ask God to open your eyes. I really do believe this. When we get stuck in a corner, and we do in life, it doesn't make any difference if you're single or married, young or old, you get in a box sometimes, and you can't see any further than right here. And you feel overwhelmed, you feel lost, you feel trapped, you don't know what's going on. And when God opened her eyes, she could see what was right in front of her was a well of water to save her son. And she saved her son. She helped fulfill what God's intention was for this lad. And my encouragement to every single parent today is you have more strength than you realize. You're going to make it. You're going to make it. There are resources available right there in front of you. And people call the Intentional Living Center, and they ask these questions. And many times it's interesting. They'll ask me as a single mom or dad, I'm stuck, I don't know what to do. And all I say to them is, you're going to make it. God's going to supply your need. And that's all they needed to hear, right? That's all we need sometimes. Just open your eyes and see the goodness of God. Open your eyes and see that there's a well of water right in front of you. There are resources available. There are people available. God's strength is available. As a single mom and dad, you're not stuck. You're not going to die just because you're a single parent. You're going to make it. It's tough. It's rough. But as God opened her eyes, she could see. Stay positive. Tell yourself the truth. The scripture says in Philippians 4:8, whatever is true and right and admirable and praiseworthy, to think on such things, to have an attitude of staying focused on the truth. And then finally, the last verse, Genesis 21:21, I think really sums it up. He dwelled in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt.
In a moment, Dr. Randy continues today's teaching, Intentional Living for Single Parents. This is part of Dr. Randy's August teaching series on high-stake relationships. Find out more about the series and how you can receive a copy of this complete teaching or all of the teachings for the entire month at theintentionallife.com or call during West Coast business hours 1-888-1717 and press option 4.
Your family, your faith, your future, your finances. These are four pillars of a successful family business, and you cannot afford to lose even one of those critical supports. Intentional Living invites you to the Thrive Conference for Families in Business at Grand Canyon University Arena, Phoenix. Thrive is October 26th, and early registration is recommended to ensure a place for you and your family. Thrive speakers will include Jerry Colangelo, legendary sports executive and former owner of the Phoenix Suns. Dr. Kevin Lehman will share how to make family business relationships work for success. And our own Dr. Randy Carlson will help you learn how to apply intentional living principles to your family business. For couples in business, siblings in business, or anyone interested in family business, Thrive is one full day, October 26th. Early bird registration discounts available at familybusinessconference.com. That's familybusinessconference.com.
Do you feel like you keep living out of the same destructive patterns in your life? How do you break free and really change things for good?
Welcome to the Intentional Living Minute. Here's psychologist Dr. Gregory Jantz, our intentional mental health specialist.
If you can't seem to stop sabotaging yourself when it comes to health or relationships, the problem may not be your willpower. It may be your past. Did something happen to you that was really hard years ago and you're still carrying that hurt? How do you really forgive and move forward? Start by taking 15 minutes and write down any past hurts you can think of. Ask God to show them to you and then ask Him to heal you. You might feel moved to meet with a counselor or a friend and talk things out. Or maybe God will open a door for you to help others by sharing your story or by volunteering. This is where true healing starts. See what God does with it. For Intentional Living, I'm Dr. Greg Jantz.
For more insight and encouragement, go to theintentionallife.com. Now, let's get back to Dr. Randy in the teaching studio at the Intentional Living Center.
You're not going to die just because you're a single parent. You're going to make it. It's tough. It's rough. But as God opened her eyes, she could see. Stay positive. Tell yourself the truth. The scripture says in Philippians 4:8, whatever's true and right and admirable and praiseworthy, to think on such things, to have an attitude of staying focused on the truth. And then finally, the last verse, Genesis 21:21, I think really sums it up. He dwelt in the wilderness of Paran, and his mother took a wife for him from the land of Egypt. So now all of a sudden we jumped ahead. There was a period of time there of she opened her eyes, God supplied, and now she's picked a wife for her son. And it got me thinking as the story ends, we don't see Hagar again. This is it. What it reminded me is that she was a parent to the end. She never gave up until she got the wife for her son and said, there you go, and I'm out of here. You know what I'm saying? Here's a story, I think, for single parents. You're in the middle of it right now with your teenagers. You're right in the middle of it with your young kids. They're just toddlers or young ones, and you think it's never going to end, right? You stay the course. Don't get involved in silly and stupid relationships to try to fill the pain. Be the parent that God wants you to be. Be stable. Be intentional. That's what we say, right? Make the decisions that will honor Christ. Have the right kind of friends around you. Build a new vision for the future. Have hope. Understand as you tell yourself the truth, this isn't the end of the world. Yeah, it's challenging. It's difficult. But there are resources available. And in life, if we choose to be intentional to the end, what do we say, intentional living? Know our purpose, live our purpose, and then finish strong. That's really what intentional living is. And for a single mom or dad, for this woman, Hagar, she did that. Was it fair, what she went through? No. Was it of her own doing? No. Did she deserve that? No. God obviously had a big master plan going on way beyond all this, and she got caught up in it. You know something? A lot of us get just caught up into what's going on in the great battle that goes on. The scripture says we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, right? We wrestle against principalities and darkness and in dark places. And some of you have been whacked silly as a result of some of that darkness. Some of you have been beat up because of Satan trying to bring you down, and you understand it. But we understand that greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. And so my final thought as we talk about high-stake relationships, in this case for single parents, is that God will give you the strength. God will provide for you. And then maybe someday you'll have an opportunity to pick your son or daughter's spouse. Good luck on that, right? But she parented to the end. Let's pray. Father, thank you for this opportunity to study the life of this woman. It gave me new insight. I knew her story and kind of read through it a few times and over the years and saw it as a big picture of what you were doing in the world, but never really thought about her and her heart and her emotions and her feelings and being a single mom, what she went through. Everywhere from this isn't fair to the victory of taking parenting right to the end. I pray for every single mom or dad listening or viewing this that they will stand firm and be intentional in trusting God and giving him the glory for the outcome. And doing it one day at a time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we're live back here in our Intentional Living studio, and that wraps up this five-part, five-day series on the high-stake relationship for single parents. And many of you have been contacting us over these 5 days wanting to know how you can receive this teaching. Well, the good news is it's available to you on CD, all five parts, as our gift to you, as you stand with us as a listener-supported ministry with the best gift you can, we'd appreciate it. And you can get to our website. I'll tell you about that in a moment. And several of you, many of you, as you're joining us, you're also clicking the button to say, not only do I want this, but I would like to every month support the ministry ongoing as a member of Intentional Living. Well, we have a bonus set CDs for you, Living with for Blended Families, Intentional Living with Your Faith, and for Marriage. And then every month, a brand new CD from me to you coming out from our ministry. Actually, two. Got to keep reminding it's two CDs now because we have so much information and teaching we want to share with you for our members, members only, every month. So please find out more. If you have questions, you can contact us. Join us online. Call our staff. Become a member. Here's the way to do it. Go to theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 888-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4. And you can join us there to be a part of the Intentional Living Ministry. And I just want to say on behalf of our team, thank you for standing with us.
You're listening to Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible entirely by the generous support of listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio.
Having instant access to important information is something we've come to expect as part of life in this day and age. And now, you can have instant access to a plan for success in every area of your life with the mobile app from the Intentional Living Center. Search by topic for audio and video clips from Dr. Randy Carlson on things like marriage, finance, parenting, and more.
I will show you how to create a clear picture for your future.
You can interact with the Intentional Living blog and even listen to the daily program at a time that works for you. Download it today for instant access to things that matter from the Intentional Living Center.
High-stake relationships, you got them. Now what do you do? Dr. Randy's here to help you be intentional with those relationships that matter the most. Today's teaching is both biblical and practical and is going to help you be intentional with your high-stake relationships. The complete teaching is on CD and is yours with our thanks for your gift of any amount to the ministry. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus another teaching for blended families and two more bonus teachings. That's four practical full-length teachings on four CDs when you become a member. And being a member, you'll be receiving coaching CDs from Dr. Randy every month. Find out more at theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com. Or call 1-888-1717 during West Coast business hours and press option number 4.
Hi, Dr. Carlson. My name is Jean. The regret that I have is that as a single parent, I spent most of my time working and going to college and not with my children when they needed me. I have three children. Now, in this point of life, my children are very successful. I have one that's a master diver instructor. I have one that is in the Army as a master cook, and a daughter that's getting her teaching credentials in special ed with sign language as a major. Through all this, I've taught them that nothing is free, that they've had to work to get what they needed. And my regret is that now they have virtually nothing to do with me. They have no contact with me. The only way I see them is on Facebook. I leave them messages, and most of the time they don't respond. That's my regret. Mm.
Jean, God bless you. Thank you for sharing that. And you know, we never know when we raise children. Children are going to make their own decisions about life and relationships, and there's no perfect button to push. But your reminder is powerful. Especially for single parents, and you guys, God love you. I know you're working hard. You got so many responsibilities, and I don't think Gene's intention was to lay guilt on, but to remind you in the process to maintain that relationship with those kids. Not just the activities, not just the goals, not just the things you got to get done, not just the responsibilities, but maintaining that good relationship as well. Good reminder. Jennifer, welcome to the Intentional Living Center today.
Hi.
Hi there. What's your take on single parenting? Where are you in this continuum?
Well, I was married at 18 years old, and we had our first son, and then he was into drugs and just choosing the wrong lifestyle, and I knew growing up in that life that I didn't want my child to be raised in that either. So I woke up and I got out and started living my life as best as I could. I worked 3 jobs. Everybody else is having to raise your children. You're struggling to survive and take care of them, but you mm-hmm. you miss all of the time you get with your kids. Mm-hmm. And then because of that, I wanted so badly to have a husband to be worth something, to, you know, have a real family. And I'd had a basis of faith in Christ, and that I got involved with another person and I got another child. We were engaged, but he too suffered from depression, bipolar, and even signs of schizophrenia. And I realized it was in a bad situation. My sister had to come and get me in the middle of the night and get me out of that. So again, I was a single mom now with 2 kids, and I had nothing left, absolutely nothing. And all I had was my faith. That's all I had, like literally wrote on the mirror in my bathroom saying, "Jesus is Lord." Like, I had nothing. And all I had was my faith. And I realize now the Lord put me in that position to wake me up. And I went to the first church I could find, and I got baptized in that church, did Bible studies, learned how to read the Bible. I guess my story of hope is, because I'm not a single mother anymore, but what I ended up doing is that I realized my worth, and like, I didn't need to be loved by any man. I need to be loved by God. Mm. And I had to not settle, because it's really hard as a single parent to think someone's going to think you're worth anything when you've already got so much baggage. Mm-hmm. And if someone's going to love you the way you should be loved and love your children the way they should be loved as their own. Mm. And one day I dated, and it just was a disaster after disaster, till one day I'm like, I said, enough is enough. If I'm going to be a single mom for the rest of my life, I'm going to be a single mom. If that's not like, if to make sure that we are protected in at least as much as I could control. And so I said, if I am to marry again, I put my standards in my Bible. I said, he's going to be a man of God. He's going to love my children as his own. He's going to cherish me as I'm going to cherish him. And just basic key points of a relationship. Mm. And I stuck it in my Bible. The very next day, I walked around everywhere to get a job, any job. I was way overqualified, but I got a job at McDonald's. And I was just happy to have a job. I worked there for a whole 7 days before I got a better job in my field.
Let me ask you this, Jennifer. When you think of all the journey you've been on, and boy, you've been quite a journey, what's the one thing you'd say to a single mom or dad coming down the pike behind you that's really struggling? And of course, we're all struggling in life, but what's the one thing you've learned that you'd share with them?
There's hope. Just as long as you know, you're going to be stressed out, and your children, you're not going to be able to be there as much as you can. You're not going to be provide them the same thing as what other people can. But as long as your children know you love them, and as long as you take any time you can mm-hmm. to hold them, to squeeze them, to play games with them, to not push them away when you're trying to clear your mind, let them be the ones that make you happy. Let their smile be the things that make you happy. Mm. Let them know that they can make you happy.
That's it. You know, love, trusting God. And I think probably all of us, we look back in our lives and we look at the things that we've done, the sins that we've either committed, or the dumb decisions that we've made in life. We look back, we have regrets. Life is full of regrets, no matter how great your life has been. And the good news that we're hearing today is ultimately our hope is in Jesus Christ. Ultimately, he's the one who is the forgiver of sins. And you know, when he has forgiven us, we've been forgiven. And when we cling to the past in terms of regret and so on, that's where we get dragged down. And Jennifer's reminder is the power of hope, the power of hope. Jennifer, thank you for your call. Appreciate it.
Can I say, my husband ended up being my next door neighbor, and he's a wonderful father and a wonderful man of God. So that was the ending of that. We've been married 5 years now.
Well, congratulations. And that's also a great reminder. Put in your Bible those things that you really look for before you get married, not just emotionally, but as Jennifer reminds us, these are the things that are important. Thank you, Jennifer. Appreciate your call.
one of the things that I'm doing to be intentionally single right now is I have two boys, and basically I just try to make sure that I'm doing everything that I can do to be the best mom that I can be for them.
I am a single mom. I just lost my job 2 weeks ago. I just wonder if there's anybody out there can help me through God.
I just found it on the radio. I'm 25, a single mom. God has a plan, and every situation, you know, that's difficult is temporary, and that's how I look at my struggles. Get up 8 times if you fall down 7, and that's so true. It's only temporary, and it does get better.
Yeah, that's good. But thank you for the encouragement. You guys encouraging each other is a big part of what we do here, and I thank you for doing that. By the way, when you come to the website, theintentionallife.com, if you click on the broadcast highlights page, there will take you to getting the intentionals. Intentionals is sort of our way of saying, hey, here's a top 10 list, our top 10 list. And we have a top 10 list there for single parents. And I'd encourage you to go check that out today. Also, by the way, when you're at the website, I'd ask you to pray about today, sharing a gift with the ministry at this point in the summer. Thank you. We're wrapping up the summer, getting back into fall schedule. Your support means a lot, and today with your gift to the ministry of any amount, we'll say thanks by sending you the CD with all 5 parts of my teaching, Intentional Living for Single Parents, on it. And if you become a monthly member of Intentional Living, you'll receive this teaching plus my high-stake relationships lesson on Intentional Living for Blended Families. It will also include the teachings on Intentional Faith and Intentional Marriage. So you got the theme there. These are high-stake relationships. As a member, also, you'll keep on receiving my monthly coaching CDs every month. So thanks to those of you who are joining us. David and Barbara from Lansing, Michigan, thank you. Ed and Rebecca from Sahuarita, Arizona, thank you. Here's Marie from Alma, Michigan, thank you. Robert and Deborah from Albuquerque, New Mexico, thank you for each of you joining us monthly in support of the ministry. That is so valuable to us and allowing us to carry on. So again, go to theintentionallife.com. It's kind of the hub of our ministry. When you go there, you can find out about the Thrive Conference for families in business. You can join the ministry, and you can also take it's an online class. It's free. It's short. Each one's about 8 or 9, 10 minutes long. It's called, you know, Your One Thing Challenge. Learning to set a goal, overcoming obstacles, and finishing strong. It's a 4-part series. We just went past 50,000 people who've gone through this class so far. And you're welcome to come. It's our gift to you. Thanks for being a part of it. Hey, and by the way, tomorrow we're going to be live and taking your calls and your questions from single parents. Hope you'll be here with us.